Chapter 2. This is Treason. Politics was war for Richard Nixon, a war in which all was fair. He came back from defeat and exile by his force of will and his taste for vengeance. He won the presidency in 1968 after an act of treachery unparalleled in American politics. Nixon left California after his last press conference and moved to New York, where he joined a Wall Street law firm. He brought the firm what remained of his political cachet and a handful of wealthy corporate clients who were longtime Nixon backers. The firm made him rich enough to afford a 10-room apartment on Fifth Avenue, facing Central Park. He did not make a political move until after President Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963. In January 1964, a national poll by the Gallup Organization showed Nixon resurrected as a potential presidential candidate. He appeared to lead the pack in his support among the party's rank and file. This news was a ray of light, but not enough to dissipate the darkness. Nixon did not think the time was ripe, and he was right. Lyndon B. Johnson, elevated to the White House from the doghouse of his vice presidency when Kennedy died, won an overwhelming victory in 1964. Historians almost always describe Nixon's time of political exile as a wandering in the wilderness. Nixon wasn't wandering. He began ceaselessly cultivating future campaign supporters, corporate kingpins and foreign rulers, county chairmen and congressional leaders. He was blazing a trail back to power. In those years in limbo, said William Watts, a future Nixon National Security Council aide, he traveled around the world and lined up delegates. His time in the U.S. was spent going to every graduation, bar mitzvah, christening ceremony for every Republican potential delegate that he could. He lined up votes all over the country. It was an incredible job that he did. The other side was that he traveled all over the world and met everybody. Marshall Green was the American ambassador in Indonesia when Nixon came to visit the nation's military ruler in April 1967. When Mr. Nixon and I called on President